Macmillan Audio presents Keeper of Dreams by Orson Scott Card. Volume 1. The Science Fiction Stories. Read for you by Scott Brick, Harlan Ellison, Stefan Rudnicki, and Orson Scott Card.
Preface. When I was just starting out as a writer, one of the reasons I chose to work in the science fiction genre was because there was a viable short story market, one that paid, but not enough to live on. This was, and remains, vitally important to science fiction's success as a genre of literature. Short stories give writers a place to try out their ideas and find their voices, with an audience to goad them on through either their jeers or their applause. A new writer's short story is published in the company of other people's work, rubbing shoulders with fiction that appeals to different people and uses different techniques. It's like being invited to a crowded party where you don't know anybody, but you're pressed by the crowd right into the middle and rather forced to be part of the conversation whether you like it or not. But because short stories don't pay well, anyone trying to make a career in science fiction has to move to novels as quickly as possible. Novels are a different form from the short story, and not everyone learns how to make the transition. However, most do. This means that the stars who might dominate the party are always being drawn out another door, and the new short story writer has a chance to become something of a hit at the party. Short story writers get noticed, and that is more important to a young writer than the money. Truly. If you got $3,000 for a short story, but never heard the slightest feedback, the money would be gone and you would feel empty. But get $300 for the story and a lot of comment, with perhaps a nebula recommendation or two, and you are much encouraged. Or, even if somebody absolutely savages your story, then, unless you're so fragile you can't stand the slightest jostling, you buckle down to show them what you can do. At the same time, if you got only $30, then it would feel like a hobby instead of a profession. Well, that's the situation I found when I entered the science fiction field. A handful of magazines paying not too much, not too little, Analog, Fantasy and Science Fiction, Galaxy, and, at that precise moment, Amazing and Fantastic. Soon the last three would disappear, but a new one, Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine, arose and quickly outsold them all. And then Omni came along and for a short while dosed the field with payments in the thousands of dollars. It was a heady time, with Asimov's and Analog selling upwards of 100,000 copies per issue, and F&SF not far behind at a steady 80,000. It's a different world today. The numbers for the magazines are wincingly smaller. I think the main reason is that the newsstands are gone. Now, if you see a sci-fi magazine at all, it's at the back of the bottom shelf at Barnes & Noble or Borders. A tall person has to kneel to even know that shelf exists. Or it might be a decline in the science fiction field as a whole, or a decline in the quality of the editing, or the rise of fantasy as the dominant form of speculative fiction, or the movement of science fiction to television and movies instead of print. I'm not pretending to know why the circulation numbers are now in the 8,000 to 20,000 range, less than a fifth of what they used to be. But the need for short stories hasn't abated. It's still where new writers get discovered. There have been quite a few excellent anthologies to take up the slack. The trouble is that most anthologies, and certainly the ones that sell best, put together known writers, each of whom brings some portion of his audience to the book, so new writers need not apply. The only exception is the outstanding Writers of the Future series, which has, for decades now, devoted itself to discovering new writers and introducing them to the public. Many a fine career has begun in the pages of that anthology series. And I'm not the only one who has tried to find a way to use the net to reinvent the sci-fi magazine. My modestly titled Orson Scott Card's Intergalactic Medicine Show is my effort to try to keep alive for a new generation of writers something like the situation I found when I was starting out, with occasional print anthologies drawn from the online zine to help draw people from the bookstore to the net. I hope we, and others as well, can succeed. But what about my short stories? I'm not starting out anymore. I came to the short story party, I jostled around for a while, and then I went on to write novels, which is where my career is firmly settled. A short story collection, called Maps in a Mirror, brought together most of my short fiction from that early formative stage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?